Good evening, Browns fans, and welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, presented by State Farm. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to be here. It's the debut of the season, obviously, for the Hugh Jackson Show, but the season started last Sunday against the Steelers. Close, not quite there. What was the biggest takeaway for you?
Well, that I thought that our roster had improved. I've said that several times during training camp. I thought our guys showed grit, toughness. There were some good overall individual performances. We just got to finish better as a football team. And I think that's what we're going to really work on as we go throughout the rest of the season.
Who were some of those individuals that really stood out to you?
You know, I'd be remiss if first I didn't talk about our young quarterback. You know, I thought he went in the game and battled extremely hard, did everything he could to give our team an opportunity to win in the end. We just wasn't able to finish it. I thought Corey Coleman showed up in the game, made some plays. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, was solid. I know there were sacks, but obviously Deshaun had a hand in some of those. And then when I talk about our defense, a big smile will come on my face because obviously those guys made some plays. We held what I think is one of the better offenses in the National Football League at bay for the most of the day. Obviously, Antonio Brown's made some tremendous plays for their team that gave them a chance to win, but I thought we kept everybody else in check for the most part. We held the running game down. We made some huge plays, got some turnovers. So it felt like real football, you know, but we just couldn't finish it. So it's something we know we need to do better, and we will as we head throughout the rest of the season.
Talk about your young quarterback, and you've talked about raising a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Well, you raise him, and you say, all right, go out there against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the first game of your NFL career. What surprised you about his performance, if anything?
Well, I think what surprised me the most was just his demeanor. You know, just the way he handled that day, handled the challenge. It wasn't too big for him. It felt to me like he truly belonged. I know he did, and I think he know he did, too. I thought that in times of adversity, he handled that extremely well as well. You know, he threw an interception, and it was like, hey, coach, I know I got to do this better. Let's move on from that. And that's what you're looking for. So I thought he really handled himself well for his first game.
Were you pretty impressed that the game started probably not the way anybody wanted? Go backwards on three plays, the block punt for the touchdown, and yet your young quarterback stayed poised. You guys ended up tying at 7-7. Was that something where you said, all right, I wanted to see him tested. I saw it. He passed.
Absolutely. I mean, that doesn't happen to a lot of young quarterbacks in their first game. You know, again, like you said, after the first three plays, you go, okay, those jitters are out, but here comes a block punt. Now you're down 7-0, and normally a young quarterback feels pressure that I got to do something out of the ordinary to make something happen for our football team. He played within our system, let our team down, got a score, was able to tie it up, and then we kept playing.
What's it like to know that for the team and for you, this is our guy?
That's what it's all about. I think we've been searching high and low and trying to come up with the right guy, and obviously he's got to continue to prove it over time. But I feel very comfortable with this player. I think he has the makeup. I think he has the characteristics that I look for. He has a talent that we as an organization look for.
Sure.
He has a work ethic. I think it's important to him. And I think more so than anything, he has a burning desire to get this organization, this football team, back to where it needs to be.
Coach, 15 guys in either their first or second year made big plays for you against this Steelers team. One of them, Carl Nassib, got a big sack. Let's take a look at that in the film breakdown brought to you by Papa John's.
Big Ben looking to the right, yells out to the receivers. He takes the snap, back to pass, looks in the pocket. He's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked. Carl Nassib's got him. And finally, that Browns pass rush gets home, as they say.
All right, Coach, we're going to take a look at Carl Nassib's sack here. But before we get into the play, the biggest question I've been getting all week is, why were these safeties so far back? My answer is 14 points. What's your answer?
Absolutely. We want to make sure nobody's getting behind us. You know, at the end of the day, we play with our safeties pretty deep so that they can see all the action and rally to the ball. And normally quarterbacks will find the travel speed of the ball and the space that the ball have to go to. We feel like when our safety is being deep, we can close down that space pretty quickly if we can react fast enough.
Yeah, we talked about one of the safeties, Derek Kindred, got an interception this game. So let it roll here. What are we seeing up front? I see three rushing and a defensive tackle in coverage. What's going on?
Absolutely. What you see is playing our max cover two drop. Obviously, we're rushing three guys, as you just said. That is great get off by Carl. He's able to get the offensive tackle off center. He's able to get him spinning and turned around. And what a great play by him sacking Big Ben right there.
How has he come along in his his second year, Carl Nassib?
Again, I think what I see is more strength. I see more initial quickness, more hand fighting out of him. He's done a great job of improving this offseason.
When you looked at this defensive performance as a whole, you talked about bringing in Greg Williams, maybe the biggest move in the entire offseason. They were flying to the ball. Is that what a Greg Williams defense looked like to you? Is that what you finally got to see against the Steelers?
Oh, absolutely. It's a defense that... It's been my vision that our defense would play with extreme intensity and pressure, and we would go after people when we needed to. But in this zone scheme, that we can also get pressure and apply pressure in our coverage as well.
And you get it right here as a coach. How fun is it when you get a sack with only three guys?
It's exciting because I can't wait till we get another player back and maybe we can get even more sacks.
I don't know who that might be. Maybe number 95. Coach, well, thank you so much. The Papa John's film breakdown. We'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's time for this week's play breakdown. Matt Wilhelm and Derek Kindred give you the ins and outs of his interception off of Ben Roethlisberger. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, coming to the season, people were saying, what are the Browns going to do at safety? Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that you found your answer in your first round pick, Jabril Peppers, and Derek Kindred, a second year player. What's Kindred shown you?
Well, he's shown that he can go get the football. I mean, he made a tremendous play last week, got his hands on the ball, and here he comes back, you know, up the field, heading back towards the other goal line. I'm saying, score, score. And he did everything he could to try to get there. But he's making plays for our football team and doing a good job back there with another young player that you mentioned earlier, Jabril Peppers. So I think it's a good tandem.
All right, Derek Kindred, you talked about it. First career interception in that game against the Steelers. Let's check it out in our play breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I am here for the play breakdown with Browns starting safety, Derek Kindred. First and foremost, Derek, congratulations on your first career interception. How was that?
It was an awesome feeling, you know, finally get my hands back on the ball. Didn't get a pick last year, so, you know, it was a blessing to finally come out here and open the season up with an interception.
So we did open the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. First game of the season, how cool was it to be in that stadium with the dog pound barking week one of this season?
It was great to get back out there and just, you know, get a feel for the atmosphere. You know, it was way louder than it was last year. Defense was rocking, offense was rocking. A couple of things we need to fix. We'll be back to it this week.
So we're going to dive into that interception, and congratulations on that again. It is 3rd and 9. The Steelers are driving at this point. The ball's at about the 30-yard line. It looks to me on film as you dive in, you guys are in some type of two-man. Well, walk us through the play. You know, you're on one half of the field. What are you looking at? And then, obviously, Brian Body Calhoun gets his hand on the ball, and you come out of nowhere and snatch it out of the air.
Yeah, I just read my cover two landmarks and then just read this Big Ben and just keyed his eyes. And I seen him break back towards the inside, the middle of the field, right down the seam. And I just broke on the ball and seen Body tip the pass. And, you know, we do a tip drill in practice, so it worked just perfect. Caught the ball. Well, it's going to take it up the near sideline, exactly where I was running to. But I seen AB in my right rear view. So, and then I seen a bunch of their Steelers players. Like, yeah, they was all like clustered moving towards the sideline. So I just seen a bunch of land back to our sideline. So tried to cut it back, tried to break some tackles. I played running back in high school. So tried to get low, break some tackles and spin out of it. But, you know, I was just glad to come back down with the ball and give opportunity for offense.
Absolutely. Did Brian Body Calhoun, who's been around the football a lot last year, you know, with the three interceptions in the preseason as well, did he make mention at all that he got his hands on it? And it technically was kind of a drop, but he put it in your hands.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it after the game, you know, made a joke about it saying I had the game ball in my hands going to my car. He was like, that should be my ball, that should be my ball. You know, me and Body, we have, like, as a defensive back unit core, like, we have a good relationship with everybody, you know. We all just go out there and compete, practice, each and every practice. Everybody just want to go out there and make plays no matter what.
Well, congratulations again on your first career interception, and good luck against the Ravens.
Thank you.
You got it.
Coach, you see Derek Kindred talking about that pick there. You've got a new starter at safety in Kindred, a new starter in Peppers. McCourty wasn't with this team last year. Breann Body Calhoun, now a starter. Yet the secondary did a heck of a job against Ben. How are they coming together?
Well, I think they're working well together. I think, obviously, Dwayne Walker has done a good job, and Jared Cruzy, both of our coaches back there, have really done a really good job of getting these guys to truly understand our system. You know, obviously, that's led by Greg Williams and what we're trying to accomplish back there. But I think these guys are ball hawks. I think they work at it. I think they talk football, walk football, and they got to keep coming up with the football. If they can do that for this football team, it'd be great.
Well, certainly fun to see them flying around, and we'll be flying around with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.
Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, it's time for the Universal Windows Player Spotlight. Browns leading receiver from week one, Corey Coleman, sits down with Dustin Fox to talk about transitioning into his second year.
What is my goal for this day? What can I do to help this team be successful?
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Coach Corey Coleman had a very strong start to the season. What's the biggest difference in him now as opposed to a year ago?
I just think it's year two. I think it's year two in his process. He understands the National Football League. He understands our system better. I think he's getting a rapport with our quarterback, and I think that's where it starts for him. I hope he can continue to grow, and I'm sure he will. He's just got to keep pressing forward.
Well, let's hear what Corey has to say in our Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with wide receiver Corey Coleman. All right, Corey, week one is in the books. Pittsburgh Steelers game is over. How'd it feel?
Feel good, you know, to play our first game. We had a lot of people there, and it was just like whole new energy.
So what'd you think about the game? You know, you're healthy now, finally, and you had a handful of catches, and you got a little connection there with DeShone Kizer. How'd you feel like your performance was?
I thought I did decent. Left some plays out there, but me and Kizer just connecting, trying to get better each and every week. We both got the same goal, trying to win football games. We're both just laser beam focused. And, you know, me just being a year older, I can kind of, you know, tell him how certain stuff is going to be. And, you know, he listens to me. I listen to what he got to say. We're both Jordan athletes, and this is going to continue to get better and grow.
There aren't a lot of Jordan athletes. Have you had a chance to meet MJ?
Yes, I have opportunity to meet MJ. Great dude.
Were you nervous? Because I'd be nervous to meet Michael Jordan. Come on.
First time I met him, I was a little nervous. But now he's just like, you know, he's like an uncle. I'm like, what's up, unc?
Talking about Coach Al Saunders.
That's my dude, man. We got our ups and downs, but I love him. And I know he loves me. He's a veteran at this. You know, he's trying to get me better each and every day. He's always pushing me because I know deep down inside he wants me to be, you know, what he know I can be.
There you go. Are you more comfortable this year? I know last year you, you know, never left home out of Texas, and then you come to the NFL and you got to buy a house and you're living on your own and everything. How do you feel this year? Do you feel more comfortable?
Right. Yeah, I do. It's a lot of stress first round. I can tell you that now.
Yeah.
I am more comfortable. I know what to expect. I know how the NFL works, you know, for the most part. Like you said, it was a lot. The whole process, you don't get a break from college, so then they give you all this money. You really just got to stay, for me, you know, got to stay close to the man upstairs. My mom's unbelievable. Talked to her a lot, and she helped me go through the process.
Let's talk about this season for you. Going back to last year, rookie season, not the way you would have liked. You had some injuries that kind of kept you off the field. What was the process like from last year to getting to this point?
Really just staying focused, you know, that's a big deal, especially for a rookie. You come in, get drafted high, so easy for your brain and mind to go the other way. My whole mindset, I'm taking one day at a time and just, what is my goal for this day? What can I do to be a better football player and to help this team be successful?
Tell me about the Baltimore Ravens this week. Last year, you had a huge game against Baltimore. That was the game where you were rookie of the week.
Right.
Got to have good vibes going into this one.
Right, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to, you know, play another game because every game is not promised, so ready for the challenge.
Corey, thanks for the time, man. Good luck.
Appreciate you.
All right, man.
Coach, when you called that fourth down play, you basically said this is a one-man route. you are our guy, go make the play, and he did it. Is that going to be a defining moment for you in Corey Coleman's career?
Well, it could be. You know, I think in those situations, you want to throw the ball to your best player, and you want your best player to step up and make that play. And obviously, Deshaun trusted him, threw it to him. He made a sensational play, and hopefully we'll keep making those as we go throughout the season.
We want to see some more of those this Sunday against the Ravens, and we'll preview that game when we return on The Hugh Jackson Show.
Next on The Hugh Jackson Show, it's time for the game breakdown. Coach Jackson will tell you everything you need to know about how the Browns prepare to take on the Baltimore Ravens.
Welcome back to The Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, it's time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview. It's a lot to get to, but a lot to get to when you talk about the Baltimore Ravens coming off of their shutout victory. What's the biggest challenge facing this team?
Well, they're at home, you know, and they're a real good football team. Obviously had a played really well against Cincinnati and Cincinnati last week. It's their home opener. We know how good they are defensively. They have a veteran quarterback. They have a strong offensive line, a strong running game. So it's a good challenge for us.
To get where you want to get, you want to win the AFC North.
Oh, yes.
And to have all these guys who are first-time starters get that game in Baltimore, week two of their kind of careers with the Browns, how important is that for their development?
I think it's very important because I think if we're going to control the North at some point in time, which we will, I think it's important for them to understand the teams that we have to play against and defeat. And I think going to Baltimore this weekend, packing our best football team and going and playing our best football game of the year is very important to this organization.
You know Joe Flacco very well. Mm-hmm. What does he do well, and how can you prevent him from doing those things he likes to do well?
Well, obviously, he throws the ball extremely well, and he has some targets to throw to, but what we have to do is we have to shut those guys down. Obviously, with Macklin and Wallace, I mean, there's good players there. So we have to make sure that we're on top of our game defensively as well as offensively and as well as special teams to have a chance to win this football game.
You know Terrell Suggs very well. Where can we get whatever he has? Because this guy seems to have found the fountain of youth.
No, he has. He's playing in lights-out football right now. He's 35 years old, looked like he's 25 years old. Again, he's worked extremely hard. My time with him, he always worked hard. Football was always important to him, took care of his body. And so I think that's what you're seeing. These guys know they can prolong their careers. You know, the rules are different than what they used to be with the CBA. And I think he's taking advantage of that.
So you've coached in Baltimore. You've gone there as a coach and won in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Do you have any special rituals when you visit this city?
No, I just want a way to get out. That's what it's all about. I want to take this team in there and go win a big-time football game and come on home.
All right, you talked about their ground game, you talked about their pass game. It seems their defense, though, is the story for this Ravens team. 5 turnovers in week 1 against the Bengals. How do you make sure you take care of the football with your young quarterback, mm-hmm. but also you don't want to put the kind of the restrictor bolts on him. You want to be able to let it fly.
No doubt. I think we got to go let Deshaun play. I mean, I trust him. It's through work and the time spent together that I think he will go out and play well. But everybody's got to help him play well. You know, I think everybody plays for the quarterback. I think our defense plays for the quarterback. I think our special teams play for the quarterback. And obviously the offensive team does. So what we got to do is put a 3-phase football team together, offensively and defensively and special teams, to go win this football game.
All right, Coach, as always, the key to victory in your mind?
The key to victory, obviously, you know, seeing what Baltimore did last week, taking the ball away, gave them a chance to go win 20-0. We have to take care of the ball on offense and take care of our quarterback. We have to establish a running game that gives us a chance to, again, shorten the game for us, to give us a chance to come away with victory. I think as far as their defense is concerned, when you look at how they've gone about Terrell Suggs making plays, and then you look at Brandon Williams and Pierce inside and Mosley, we have to slow them down. And then when you go on offense, you know, it's Joe Flacco. I mean, he is the Pied Piper for their offensive football team. We have to do everything we can to take his receivers out of the game and try to make them as one-dimensional as we can and handle that. But then you look over there and they got this place kicker who is as good as anybody in football. So it's a 3-prong issue that we're dealing with here, and we get it. But I think we'll be up to the challenge. We understand it's AFC North football. Anything can happen. It's an opportunity for us to go play again on the road. So I think this football team's looking forward to that.
We're certainly looking forward to it, getting that first victory of the season. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the time, and thank you all of you for being with us here tonight on The Hugh Jackson Show. Remember, Sunday, 11 a.m., right here on News 5, Browns Countdown will get you ready for kickoff of the Browns and the Ravens. Have a good night, everybody.